guest, and we're joined on the line by Sandra Higgins, who's a campaign organiser with the Vegan Campaign. Morning, Sandra. How are you? Oh, sorry, I better put up your line. First of all, apologies, Sandra. You're welcome to the programme. Good morning.
Good morning, Shane.
You've launched Europe's first abolitionist vegan advertising campaign. We're going to see posters running on darts, buses, bus shelters and in bathrooms in universities and third-level colleges. Telling us what?
Telling us about the animals that we use and how they're harmed by our use. And we use them for clothing, entertainment, in our cosmetics, in our cleaning products, in research. But mostly the greatest harm that we cause them is our use of them for food.
Mm. And veganism, remind us, is because we know lots of vegetarians. I don't know too many vegans. What's the difference?
The difference is that Vegans Live is part of the peace movement. It's a non-violent philosophy. So we live in ways that don't exploit other lives unnecessarily, and that includes human life as well as
okay.
animal life.
That's all very romantic language. On a practical level, how does a vegan live then?
We just live in ways that don't exploit other people, so that we eat plants instead of animal foods. We use plants for our clothing. We avoid entertainment that uses other animals.
Okay, so no woolly jumpers. You don't eat chocolate bars that contain milk, because that would come from an animal.
Yeah.
Nothing that obviously contains eggs. I'm assuming you don't eat jelly if it contains gelatine. It sounds very restrictive of a lifestyle.
Not at all, because there's a replacement for all those foods that you've mentioned, and very, very delicious replacements, and they also have the advantage of not having the health risks to humans
that animal
foods have.
But where is the harm in shearing a sheep and creating wool for a woolly jumper?
You see, those species like sheep, they're much older than humans. So they lived on this planet and they survived very well before we evolved. And 12,000 years ago, we domesticated them. Now, those sheep didn't have much wool. They had hair. Underneath their hair, they had a light coating of wool. So when we domesticated them, we selectively bred them to lose their hair and to develop wool that they didn't shed themselves, because they used to lose. You know, obviously, we didn't exist, and they existed for a long time before us. In the warm weather, they used to naturally lose their own wool. So we bred them that they would no longer do that, and they would depend on us to shear them, and we would use their wool for our own use. So wool is a byproduct of the slaughter industry. It's not something we need. I'm very warm, and I wear synthetic clothes.
You wear clothes made from plants, is it?
Yes.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And come here, how do you see that milking a cow or using dairy products is like rape? Explain that to me.
The rape rack is a term, it's not a term that I coined, it's a term that belongs to the dairy industry.
Mm.
And it starts with the artificial insemination of withdrawing taking the semen from bulls. And how that happens is that one bull is confined. He's a male bull. The reason they use a male is that there used to be pelvic fractures in the females from the continual penetration. And so they use a teaser bull and another bull, and they extract the semen from them. Then they artificially inseminate the females by inserting a hand into the rectum to position the cervix, and then artificially inseminating them. They're also confined by their head to do that to them.
Okay, so do you believe that that's raping a cow?
Of course it is. I mean, that's the definition of rape for anybody, is unwanted penetration.
Okay.
In fact, it is so painful that when they're training people to learn how to artificially inseminate, they only use the cows in the slaughterhouse, because
right.
the pain is so bad that they have to kill them afterwards.
Okay. Explain to me, an awful lot of people, as I say, are vegetarian, but they would still, for example, drink milk.
Yes.
And I'm sure an awful lot of people would be against animals being used to test for drugs or to test for cleaning products and things like that.
Mm.
However, people may say to you, you know, what is wrong with consuming an egg? Sure, the hen is laying it anyway.
No, hen, they don't. The only reason they lay them anyway is because we've selectively bred them to do that. So a hen is no different to any other bird, like a blackbird or a crow or a robin. In her natural state, she lays eggs once or twice a year in a small number, only for the purpose of hatching her children. And we've selectively bred them to do that on an almost daily basis, you know, 300 or more eggs a year. So that egg is the equivalent, she's a woman, the same as I'm a woman, it's the equivalent of a menstrual cycle and childbirth, but it's happening 300 days a year.
Right. Let me just ask you, because I need to get through some other issues as well. Is this not all the circle of life, and that humans and animals inhabit the planet and some kill each other? And if you watch a David Attenborough show, for example, animals kill each other, and that's just life. That's the beauty and the horrible side of the nature of life and living.
Well, no other animal confines and breeds millions of other animals like we do. So the animals you see on David Attenborough are carnivores. Carnivores need to eat other animals. Humans are not carnivores. We're actually not carnivores. Some humans choose to live an omnivorous diet, but we're certainly not carnivores. We don't have any of the features of carnivores. We don't even have the sleep or the sweat patterns of a carnivore, never mind the dietary patterns. So it's not the cycle of life. It's something that we have created artificially. And remember that since we domesticated other animals 12,000 years ago, and especially in the recent past, we've wiped out so many species on the face of the earth, and we're destroying the environment we live on. Animal agriculture contributes anything between 14 and 51% of greenhouse gas emissions, and it's one of the most destructive things that we're doing to our planet.
Okay, well, as you say, there's a big advertising campaign going on at the moment. If you want more details on Going Vegan, and apart from, obviously, in your view, protecting animals, an awful lot of people say that the vegan diet is very, very healthy, and people have lost weight and say they look better as a result of it. If you want more details, govegan.ie is the website, or I see there's a text number as well, 50123, for a free vegan kit. Sandra Higgins, campaign organiser with the Vegan Campaign in Ireland. Thanks a million for answering those questions. Good to talk to you.